Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Yep.
Hey, Brian, my name's
Hey,
John. I'm
can
the...
you come here?
What was that?
Hey, sorry, buddy.
Oh,
I
no,
was
no
talking
problem.
to Mike. So, yeah, this is recorded, and make sure that's what you wanted to say, I'll let you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, hey, so we can't get our website Google verified for the life of us.
Uh-huh.
It keeps on coming back. It's our location. We have a new office, but
okay.
Every time we try to Google verify and do the video and all that stuff, what does it say?
It will not allow us to submit any other verification method. I've submitted a case specifically in regards to the verification and then uploaded the files showing a vehicle,
machines, tools,
yeah.
Even passed our lease agreement that shows our company name and our physical address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't submit any more requests or case numbers.
We're like over our limit.
Yeah. We gotta redo your PIN verification for sure if it's a new address, but Google kinda lollygags on the verification if you guys aren't doing advertisement, cause they're not really gonna, you know, it's not gonna turn into anything for them, so they just gotta put it on the back burner, for lack of better words. Let me look at it here. How long ago did you guys move?
Well, beginning of April.
Beginning of April, okay.
But our website just launched. This is a landing page. We're launching the full site next week, and that's why I want it verified so I could, you know, start popping up on Google Maps and all that other stuff.
Well, the Google Maps, like the three guys that show up there in Google Places, they're working with a Google partner like us. That's how they achieve that placement. So the days of doing organic SEO have died. Like, there's no way to get on the first page of Google without acknowledging Google. There's just no way to do it. A lot of times guys are like, oh, I'm going to do this backlinking and meta tagging. I'm like, man, back in 2018, that might have worked. But if you're in a competitive industry, in a competitive area, the chances of that happening are none. I mean, the only time that would work is if there was literally no competition and you were like the only guy out in the middle of the boonies.
Yeah, it's a tough market for plumbing. I'm going to see where we end up, but I'm not opposed to it. I just think it's really expensive, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it can be. It just depends on the route that you guys take. Like, what other features are you planning on adding to it? It sounds like you're already saving yourself a ton of money by building your own website and everything.
Oh, well, I'm paying him to do it. I have a developer I own a different company with. He's great. He thinks he can get us to compete in that market. Mm-hmm. So let's say I went and got 1,000 reviews, right, locally. I'm not going to be up on ranking.
No. I mean, you can look up, there's guys right now that have a bunch of reviews and they're not ranking at all.
Okay. Like,
yeah, and then you have guys with less reviews that are ranking, you know? Like, look at RPI Plumbing and Fire, Inc. They got 19 reviews, and they're up there in Google Guarantee right next to Apollo Plumbing. It has 2.7K.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm interested. I have to get Google verified, so.
Yeah, that's the first thing we do on every profile, though. I mean, we have to verify your listing.
Oh, great, and that will get us Google verified. What do you guys call
it? And you keep the verification even if you leave the advertisement later, too. It's a month-to-month service. Mm-hmm. I have a platinum bundle that I could put you on, but this platinum bundle also has like $100 of Facebook advertising included in it each month and a Facebook business profile. That's what I would recommend.
Would you guys create that Facebook profile?
Yeah, we create it, host it, do a biweekly posting on it. Obviously, we need you to send in photos, but you're only going to get those photos with the jobs that we bring in for the first page placement. So, but we'll update it, host it for you. And then you have full access to everything, too. Like your missus there, I don't know if it's your missus, but your assistant in the background there that was talking, like she'll have full access to all the profiles, and then there's a tracking system, too, that she can log into, and it'll track all the leads. That way, if you're missing calls, it'll still like pipeline the information. But this one's...
Let's say we end our services. Do we still get to keep the Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah, you keep and your Google business profile and your verification. You just won't be on the first page of Google anymore. So obviously the amount of calls you're going to be receiving is going to drop down a lot. But I mean, wow. those are still good things to have, like long term. You know.
So okay, how much is this platinum thing?
So it's normally $4.99, but what I would do is I would drop it down to $2.99 for you guys month to month if you want to come on board with us today.
$299 a month.
Yeah, it's about $10 a day to have it all hosted. And it's a complete online profile. So you got to remember, it's not just your Google business profile, like Bing business profile, Facebook advertising with your Facebook business page. It's top to bottom. There's Amazon Alexa voice search results on there. It's compatible with that. There's Yelp. There's Yellow Pages. So it's more than just like flip a switch, slap you on Google. Like we're actually in there working, but at $10 a day, I mean, that's a lot more cost efficient than anybody you could pay in-house that will get you a fraction of the result.
Yeah, I'm extremely interested. And so it's just to clarify, it's not showing up on the first page of Google. It's more showing up on the first page of Google Maps.
Yeah, it's a Google Places. So you see those three guys next to the map there? A main one.
So where do I go? I want to look at. So what do I type in? What are you typing in?
Yeah, just type in plumbing, Vancouver, Washington. Or plumber, Vancouver, Washington. Either or.
Okay. What I see here is, oh, then go to maps?
So this one at $2.99 will be the map. So there's Google Guarantee. You'll see first, you'll say sponsored, say Google Guarantee, and then there's guys that just say sponsored with no Google Guarantee, like Sarkanen Plumbing. And then you'll also see Sarkanen Plumbing next to the map there. It's a Google Places placement. So this is what we have available currently is Google Places. I can put you here with these guys next to the map as a top recommended option at that $2.99 month to month. And if you want to advance into Google Ads, like pay-per-click or Google Guarantee later, which is pay-per-lead, you could do that. Google Guarantee, though, you have to have a certain amount of reviews, and then you have to go through, like, a pretty extensive background screening. But I think with the $2.99 package that I have you on, this Platinum Bundle, you should see more than enough traffic that covers up to a 30-mile radius around where your PIN is sent in Vancouver. And so, you know, we're coming into peak
time.
Can
it go higher? Can it go in a bigger radius?
Or no.
30 miles?
Yeah, for the local listings, it only covers that much ground. The only way to have you shown in areas outside of that.
We're licensed in Portland and Washington, but yeah.
Oh, well, if you have a location in Portland, I can ask them if they have availability, but it'd be a separate PIN. So same business name, but completely different location, whole different PIN verification. You basically would have to go through the Google verification process for that.
Because
separate
right now
location.
It's only going to be the maps in Washington and it won't cross the bridge.
No, if it's within 30 miles, it can. Yeah. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me pull up the service area. I don't have it in front of me. I'm looking at the results page. So the address that's on your website here is the accurate address, the 4707 Northeast Minnehaha, C305.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive me if I pronounced that wrong. I'm from SoCal, so. All right. Let's see here. Okay, maps. And then we send PIN here. Okay. Can you receive mail at that address? It looks like a backlot.
Huh?
Can you receive mail at that address? Okay.
Well, that's a good point. I mean...
It doesn't look like there's a box anywhere. It's like a back lot, you know, like an industrial.
Hey, come here, please.
It's part of your PIN. That's why I ask. That's really important.
Can we receive mail at the office? I don't think we can. Where's the mailbox?
There's a big bank of mailbox in the right one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we can. Get it.
Okay. It doesn't send it to like the post office or anything though. It'll go like you guys can just pick it up.
I'll get it from Rick. Or Kelly.
Yeah, why haven't we gotten that?
They didn't give them to us.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Okay. All right. Sounds like we get mail.
Okay. There's no hiccup, though? Nobody's, like, intercepting it or anything? Like, if I send your Google PIN verification letter, you guys will be able to get that. There's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'll need from you.
Yeah, we'll be able to get it. No one's going to be taking our mail.
Okay. So, yeah, if you could cross the state lines. You said you have the licensing for it? Like, because it still falls within your service area on the other side of the river.
Yeah. And there's another – okay.
You have to send it in, though. I'm going to send you the Google verification form. You have to send in your licensing for both Washington and Oregon.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can't promote you for plumbing over there if it's required by the state.
What do you mean? We're licensed in both states, but we already do both states.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm asking. But there's a verification form that you have to fill out. Like, I'm going to send you it. It's part of your Google verification, and you get the PIN in the mail. So it's like a two-step. And then you have to send in your license and insurance for both. Otherwise, they'll cut it out right at the river, basically, if you only have
Washington. Okay, so I'm sorry. So when I got so much going on with this thing, dog.
I can tell.
So when I
– all good.
So when I get the postcard, the PIN number, what do?
There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. So you could either call me directly or you could text it to me. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And then also there's a form.
About our life? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's also a form called the Google verification form. And then I'll send that to you right now as well. What's your business email address?
Do office.
Okay.
At legacy. Dash team. Is it Jen? Why don't you just stay here for a minute, please?
She's your other half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Legacy-team.com. And then,
is it dash or is it underscore?
It's dash.
Okay, gotcha.
Everyone asked that.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. And so I fill out this form.
Yes.
I fill out this form now that you're going to send me?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's going to show the licensing?
Yep. You fill it out, send it in, and then also we're going to do a client interview with you too. So then the client interview will also do a phone verification. So you're going to be verified. We're going to get it done. And we could do the client interview as early as today. It just depends on what your schedule looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to get this done.
Okay.
You should be sending this to her, though, but it's all right. I
can forward it to her. Yeah, let me send it to you first, and then I'll add her as, like, a manager to your account. And then so that way everything we send will go to her, too.
Okay.
All right, just give me 1 second, though.
And then, so for $2.99 a month, they create a book Facebook for us, and they post on it every 2 weeks, and then we're guaranteed to be on the top list of Google and the maps, that section. We can try it, and, you know, it's just a month-to-month thing.
Yeah,
and see how it goes. Plus, we get $2.99 a month.
Okay. And then our goal, obviously, is to maybe advance into something bigger later, but right now, I just want to show you what we could do, keep the pricing down, get your foot in the door, and then later, obviously, you know, we could talk maybe Google Ads or Google Guarantee and get you further into Oregon if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're consuming another plumbing company that's out of Sherwood, but their website's doing really good. But I'm going to have another Sherwood, Oregon location, and they're going to it's called Seven Pines Plumbing. They're going to be part of Legacy mid-June.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's going to be, you know,
so you're just getting their whole book of business, but you're going to switch the name?
Yeah, but we're going to keep their website because it drives in a lot of traffic. I'm just going to say now owner of Legacy Plumbing and Excavation.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me – when we do that transition, we would have to get access to that Google business profile so you don't lose any of those reviews, and then we have to switch the name and do a re-verification. Right now, let's start with this, though, and then I could obviously walk you through that when you acquire it.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind it, even people looking up Seven Pines and calling in.
Seeing that way. But you still want to have, like, the phone number set up properly. You can even use, like, a tracking
their phone number. We're going to use their phone number, too, right? For our Oregon number is going to be their number.
Okay. Yeah, but see, that's something that we'd want to know, because you probably want to do, like, a Google voice number instead, or set up G Suite, because that causes discrepancies with the search engine. If you have two different business profiles with the same number, anything with the same name, address, or number has to be verified, or they're basically going to suspend it.
Well, we're not going to put their number, I know, but we're not putting their number on our website, and we're not putting our number on their website. We're just going to let that be.
Well, it's not the site, Brian, it's the Google business profile itself, right?
No, but why wouldn't they be able to keep their Google business profile at Seven Pines?
That's fine. But if you add your number, you get what I'm saying? If you add your number to it, like your Washington number, it's going to cause a discrepancy because we're already doing it here with this Google business profile.
CCB number or a telephone number?
Your telephone number.
Right, but we wouldn't. We would just let them have their number on their website.
Okay, maybe that's my fault then. I thought I misunderstood you. I thought you said you were going to swap the number or have the same name. I was like, that'll cause a problem.
No. We're just going to keep everything the same. No one's going to know any difference, except on their website, it's only going to say now owned by Legacy Plumbing. But
Got
it's going to have everything stay the same.
Understood. Okay. Yeah, I misunderstood you.
Yeah, sorry. No worries.
No, okay, it happens. I'm just trying to find your form for Google verification. I think I got to do it this way here it is. It's got to go, I got to email it to you, and then it'll forward to your text messages. And then what's your partner's first and last name?
Jennifer Kettner.
Okay. How do you spell her last name?
Kettner.
Okay, and then I'm going to add her as manager to the profile. What's her phone number?
564-2364.
Sorry, one more time?
564-2364-8449. Yes.
Okay. All right. Jennifer, my name's John. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I already sent it to him. I'll be the account lead. There is an account management team here, though, too, so if it is after hours and you still need assistance, you just dial the same number. You hit extension 1.
Okay.
Okay, and then they're also going to send you access to a tracking system and an outline of his agreement in writing. You'll have full access to the tracking system, all the business profiles that we create for you. And in that tracking system, it has, like, quick links to it, so it'll make it a lot easier for you. You could download it, too, to your mobile device. We have an app. What was that? I heard her say, so ask a question, but she's far away.
What's the company name? What is your app?
Yeah, it's Local Splash. And then the app is my.localsplash.com, and it's like a condensed version. They'll send you access to it and login credentials right now when I sign you up while I have you guys on the phone. Brian, what's your last name?
Durham, D-U-R-A-M.
Okay. And this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
It's the phone number is 360-984-4222.
Okay.
That's the best contact number for clients.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you, Jennifer. So 360-984-4632?
No, 4232.
Okay. Double check, 4232. Okay, submit. Okay, and then I'm just going to save this 1423 number in case I need to get a hold of Brian, or like when that pin comes in the mail. It sounds to me like you stay on top of it. That pin that comes in the mail, there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'll need from you guys. You might have seen it before. It's a PIN verification letter. But I don't know if he checks the mail or you check the mail. But when you get that, we'll be in communication. It comes through FedEx, so we get a notification when it comes in. And then I'll get that from you.
How soon will it be here?
They tell us to quote 5 to 7 days, but I see it get there a lot quicker. They tell us, say, 5 to 7 just to under promise, over deliver. It gets there faster. What was that, Brian?
Can you overnight it?
We can't. No, it's just because it's like a standard like thing that they have already. Like they have an agreement already with Google, so it's not like they're charging you or you could pay extra to get it FedEx Express. It's just like Google literally pays for it. Like, hey, these guys are running our advertisements, so get them out there. Okay, address good, 98661. All right, let me just hyperlink your site. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
24 hours. We do emergency services.
24/7 emergency services available. Okay. 7 days a week?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Save. Okay. We're good. Oh, cash, check, and card? You can accept all?
Yeah, we take all that. Yeah.
But additional fees may apply. I know the merchant processing, they try to charge like 2-6%. Okay, good. All right, so business profile set up. Now, Jennifer, can you hear me?
Nope, she keeps leaving the room.
Okay, no worries. Maybe you know. So we want to schedule a client interview, preferably where I could get both of you guys. Usually the client interviews are about 30 to 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. What would be the best time to do the client interview?
We could do that today, but I want to wait till like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. All right. Let's see what I got.
Or 11, but I have a interview at 1. And
okay. Let me see what I can do. I'll try to get you the earliest available. Today. Let's do traditional Google Places placement. Okay. I got a 10 to 11 available.
Okay. Do you think we'll guaranteed we're going to get Google verified through this way?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Even for Google guarantee, those go through our company. Like when they say, oh, you're going to be contacted by a third party to do your background screening, we're the third party.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. We're over here collecting people's social and getting them through that background screening. And then we also vet their employees, like any employee that does face-to-face with customers. Google Guarantee is a really cool program, by the way. They give a $2,000 insurance to your customers for the lifetime of your work. So they're basically telling them, like, hey, we've vetted this guy. He's good to go. And if anything goes wrong, we'll cover it, you know. That's a good thing. It incentivizes them, especially on bigger jobs. Like if it's a really large like plumbing project or really large excavation job, a lot of times those guys are favored because then the homeowner knows they have that little extra insurance.
Okay.
Save. All right. And so I got it between 10 and 11. Just to confirm, you spell your first name Brian?
Yes.
Okay. I just assumed and put it in there. Save. All right. You're going to get a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then they're going to text you here in about a minute. It's like an automated message. Usually happens an hour before the client interview.
Okay. When do we pay the $299?
I'm going to secure it with you right now. So let me go to the billing here. Okay. And then how did you want to secure the payment? Is it going to be under a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa debit.
Okay. Does it also have the business name on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, plumbing and excavation. Make sure I send the invoice receipt to you so you can write it off. And then billing
is $299. This is $299 a month, and then I can cancel any month. Just give you a notice, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go over this, too, before I process the payment. There's a voice verification recording.
Do you guys have, like, analytics on how much more calls you get when being at the first of Google Maps?
Yeah. Actually, for plumbing, within the last 30 days, this is that 30-mile radius around Vancouver. there was 1,612 searches for plumber. So, you know, I'm not saying that you're going to get that many calls, you know, Google, because the calls are recorded, by the way. I know I kind of mentioned that earlier too. But I can't tell you like, hey, you're going to get this many clients, even with the analytics, you know, that's just searches that are done. So it's like that many more.
But what keywords am I going to get? Like just basically
in the client interview? Yeah, you get to select them. So we'll have recommendations, but you have final say on what you're listed for.
Oh, good. Okay. And then I can talk to my developer before then, and because he has the best keywords.
Yeah. Well, the client interview is scheduled between 10 and 11. So what they'll do is they'll go over it. They'll get an initial set on your keywords. They'll send you confirmation like, hey, these are the keywords you selected. And then anytime if you guys want to change them, this is a good note for Jennifer too. You could call in and we have an account management team and we could swap out the keywords that we're targeting.
Okay. And how soon will the Facebook, we can get the Facebook thing rolling pretty quick?
Yep, they're going to go over that during the client interview too. The Facebook actually gets up and running usually before the Google advertising. So you'll be able to see, you know, more traffic coming from Facebook quicker than the Google stuff just because we got to get through the verification.
All right.
If we decided to not work with Splash or your company.
Local Splash
once a
month. Yeah, will we be able to keep our Facebook page?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. He double-checked on that. So you'll have access to that too, Jennifer. You'll be able to get the login credentials through the tracking system. They'll also send them to you at the time that they create the Facebook business page. So that way you guys can post on it too if you want. And then once you discontinue our service, you still have access to it. We don't go in there delete anything. We just stop doing your optimization on the Google Places placement, and we stop running the Facebook ads. Because that's actually what you're paying money towards each month. The other stuff we're just doing for you is part of being with us.
All right. Let me give you the credit card number.
Okay. Let me go back. All right. I'm ready for you.
4321.
4321. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0329.
0329 and 3-digit code on the back.
158.
Okay. She didn't leave again, did she?
No, she's right here. But she's about to jump on the meeting and have a call.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna process it quickly and then I'm gonna have her just to make sure she's getting everything. So I have her in the text message field. So they're gonna send a confirmation with an outline of the agreement in writing. He's got to sign off on it. And then there's also invoice receipt, the login credentials for your tracking system, and then that form for Google verification. It looks like I already sent it once, but it's going to automatically send it to you again. Okay. And Brian, you have my phone number, right? I think I sent that to you before I added her as the manager. It should say, hi, this is John H. with Local Splash, and then I'll have like contact me. Let's get your business to the top of Google today.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay. Yep, got it.
Okay, you can save that. That's my direct number. We do have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number if you hit extension 1. And then I'm here 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard.
Okay. So much.
No problem. All right, let me go. Boom. Yeah, you guys are going to love this. I see some other things you have here now that I submitted the profile. You're doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to kick those guys to the rocks.
We're ready to do that.
I've worked with a lot of people.
Our website is also locally, organically done for SEO outside of Google Maps.
Perfect.
And we're going to be competing in that space too, but I want to see what it looks like, you know, like if we can get to the top of the page. But we looked at like click per ad, it's like $16,000-$17,000 a month.
Yeah, plumbing is no joke, but the same thing with excavation too. Yeah, it's saturated, it's pretty pricey, but you know, the conversion is like almost 100% in your industry. It's like people don't usually look for a plumber unless they actually have a problem, you know? So you're not really getting people that are just like randomly searching for fun. So they have a high turnover on those, and that's why they charge more for clicks and everything in your industry. It's usually like they need help now.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, so is she getting the confirmation?
Yeah, she got it.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over this with you quickly, okay? So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, May 22nd of 2024, in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I put you on a platinum package bundle, so you'll see that package on our site. It's normally $599. When the term is completed, your agreement set up to renew each month on the 22nd day, but you're going to keep this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, it's not just a 1 month promotion. You'll have that deal as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you guys are going to discontinue our services, just let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. Then it asks, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That's it. And then as long as she has the confirmation, we're going to circle back with you guys here at 10 o'clock, and we'll walk you through the client interview. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, Brian, just give me a call directly, okay?
They don't have your name spelled correctly.
There's my name?
My name is Durham. Just the, I don't know if that makes a difference.
Well, yeah, it does. Hold on 1 second.
We just signed it, and I spelled your name correctly, and it errored out. So I have to...
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on. Thank you for that. Let me fix it. Yeah, because when you go write this off as a business expense later, you want to make sure that that has your name spelled properly. All right, let me update. Initial invoice, resend.
Then we're going to get out of it completely and find it in the house.
That's awesome.
You guys are going to love it, Jennifer. If you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's, those guys get their leads from Google advertising like this, and they're just reselling them to you for a lead fee, and they go to like four or five other people. So me seeing you guys are doing that just made me feel a whole lot better about us working together long term. I'm pretty sure once you have people calling you directly and you're not paying a lead fee for every single one of them, dealing with all that nonsense, you guys will be easy to make happy.
All right, good. Yeah, we're super excited. So, we're ready.
I feel like you guys would be happy just getting through the PIN verification, but that's just like a simple thing we do for everybody.
You know what? For $299, I would pay that just for that. So I appreciate everything else that's coming with this.
Yeah, I'm thinking with this pricing structure, we should be good to work together long term. That's the goal, and maybe grow into something bigger later.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Brian. Well, thanks for your time. Jennifer, likewise, if you need anything, you have my direct number and extension, 24/7 customer service available to you, too. They're going to send you the login credentials for your tracking system. It's going to look pretty blank until we complete this client interview at 10 and then get you PIN verified, but at least you'll have access to that, and then you can change the login information to whatever you like once you're in there.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys. You have a great day.